Hello and welcome to 3 from the 7, Relix's weekly news podcast chronicling 3 of our biggest news stories from the last 7 days. My name is Rafaela Kenny-Sincotta, fresh back from Bonnaroo, and I am the assistant editor of Relix Magazine. I am joined by my pal, bassist Karina Reichman, fresh back from Mountain Jam and the Capitol Theater. It's been a busy week.
It really has been, Raf. Nice to be here. You look good.
You look good.
Hey, we're surviving, all the mileage that's on us, and it's really good, you know? You really drove there and back to Bonnaroo.
Yeah, that is part of the reason why this episode is coming out a couple of days late. Karina's been very busy traveling all over the map. I traversed the American countryside driving from New York City to Manchester, Tennessee and back, which was well over a day of my life in the car, which was cool, but not as cool as flying would have been.
What's your favorite road snack? What do you get at the gas station?
Oh, that's a good question. What is my favorite road snack? I'm a fan of the Arnold Palmer iced tea because it's sugary and a large beverage.
Which one? The Arizona?
The Arnold Palmer Arizona one.
Oh, okay,
Palmer on there. That's a good one. I do like a lot of late night snacks. Like at a certain point, we pulled over at like 11 o'clock at night and I just got those 3 fresh baked cookies from McDonald's.
Oh my God.
And I was like, let's just do this thing.
Bless your heart. You really know how to do it. You know, that's good.
I was fully like messed up for a full day after. Like I woke up like after driving for 14 hours back from Bonnaroo, which was amazing and we'll touch on musically, but got back from Bonnaroo and then I did that thing where I finally woke up in my bed after a week of not sleeping in your bed.
Sure, yeah.
And you kind of do like a where am I? Like
I know all about it. It's disorienting.
Yeah.
It's dysphoric, but it's what we do, right? I don't even know. That's amazing.
Oh yeah. And we're gonna touch on Mountain Jam and Bonnaroo in a second, but just to get everybody familiar, if this is your first time tuning in, our content is pulled straight from Relix's Daily 7, our free email newsletter, dropping all of the best news from the jam world straight into your inbox. You can subscribe to that at relix.com/daily. And also a quick reminder to subscribe to Relix Magazine at relix.com/subscribe.
Do it. What are you waiting for?
So yeah, to transfer into our first story, which we kind of already started talking about, Mountain Jam and Bonnaroo. So I figure the best way to do this, since Karina, you were at Mountain Jam and I was at Bonnaroo, why don't you talk a little bit about what you experienced at Mountain Jam performing with Mr. Marco Benevento?
Well, let me tell you, Raf, I am a big fan of the Mountain Jam and, I've performed there several times with Marco, but even, long before that, when I was just a wee child, I would, go up to Hunter Mountain and enjoy all it had to offer from a rather young age. So it's just kind of humbling and just awesome that I get to actually play there now. I'll start there. It's at Bethel this year. It was at Bethel this year, as opposed to Hunter Mountain, which was definitely different, but pretty cool, I would say. And, to get to play like the stage at Bethel, in the
hollowed
shed.
Hollowed ground.
I've seen tons of shows there. I remember going back and forth there for 3 nights of fish when I was in 11th grade and with my friends going back and forth to the city because like all too young to get hotel rooms or know what was going on. Anyway, it was all really just very, very cool. And unfortunately, I did not stay the weekend. I literally showed up with Marco and co on Thursday afternoon. We had a line check, set our stuff up, rocked it for an hour and 15, I'd say, maybe 90 minutes. I don't quite remember. And then it was two sets of Twiddle after us, which was really fun. And I got to hang with them, and I saw their set, and it was super rad and had a really pleasant time and then just kicked it in our green room and then got out of there. So unfortunately, I wish I was more plugged into what happened the rest of the weekend, but it looked awesome. Everybody said Willie was awesome.
Yeah.
Lucas Nelson, Revivalist, Andy Frasco. There's a lot of stuff I would have loved to have stayed for to see, but I had to go home, deal with some other stuff, more gigs, round the clock, everything.
Yeah,
it's
and then
crazy.
Play your debut at the Capitol Theater.
Oh, yeah. So that happened last night. We had to rehearse for that and everything last weekend, and that was magic. Shout out to Krungbin, shout out to Ethan Berlin, shout out to everybody who is on their team and who had me out there opening that amazing show. It's one of my favorite bands of the moment, favorite bands du jour, shall we say. And what can you say? We played for 45 minutes. It was a great 45 minutes for me. I hope it was a great 45 minutes for everyone else, and
did you play your new song, Plants, now available on all streaming
services? Oh, Raf, thank God you're here. Yes, I did. In fact, it was a Plants opener.
Oh, a Plants
opener.
What can
you say? You know? Yeah, we had to open with Plants, man. It was super, super fun. My fellas, Chris Corsico on the drums and Adam November on guitar. Endlessly proud and happy to share the stage with these fellas. So, had a really great night, man. Cool. And Krungbin sounding better than ever. Amazing disco ball motif on the stage, really excellent. And they're playing this evening at the Central Park Summer Stage.
There you go.
Which I may or may not have to stop by, Raph. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Krungbin in New York City, it's going to be a great time.
It's a beautiful thing.
Before we move on to Bonnaroo, I do want to mention one thing about Mountain Jam. That Government Mule played like that amazing Woodstock tribute set.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had people like Lucas Nelson sit in for tunes by the band. Lucas sat in for Dark Star by the Grateful Dead. Sister Sparrow sang on Piece of My Heart to honor Janis Joplin, and Mule closed it out with some Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix. And I think the cool thing is that with Woodstock 50's fate being uncertain, to say the least, part of me thinks this Mountain Jam kind of Government Mule set was really the Woodstock 50 that people were looking for.
I like that take a lot, Raph. And you know what? In the face of all this uncertainty, I think we should just take that as the Woodstock 50 that we deserve.
I agree.
And that's end of comment. That's about that.
Totally.
Sad I didn't make it for much more. But tell me about Bonnaroo. What's going on?
Bonnaroo was amazing. It was my second Bonnaroo. I went last year and this year, and this was bar none one of the best festivals I've ever been to, period, which is high praise. I've been to 4 or 5 festivals every summer for 10 years now. And I think it was an amazing time. I think the mix of the crowd was really, really cool. Being able to see people like Kacey Musgraves, who I probably wouldn't go out of my way to see otherwise, although I do really love her album Golden Hour. Being able to see like her, Jim James, your boy Marco jumped on a plane and was able to play a late night J-Rad set.
Yes, indeed.
Which was tons of fun. If you could look up the St. Stephen Jam from that Bonnaroo J-Rad set, you will not be disappointed. And even kind of non-jammier acts like Parquet Courts, I was very excited to see. I got my EDM fill for the year. I saw some Space Jesus. I got down. It was tons of fun. And needless to say, the Fish sets were out of this world. Tons and tons of fun. I was able to take a bunch of my college friends who aren't even that into jam bands to their first Fish show. And it was a great Fish show at that. The Friday set was amazing. Opening with Carini, Gotta Say It to Me Santos. They played Harry Hood with Fireworks. I mean,
dude. What more do you want? What more do you want?
It was a total blast. And then they played a Sunday Father's Day show with a well-placed Reba in the first set and an amazing Twist jam. I mean, I feel like I'm a broken record every time we talk about Fish, but they are truly my favorite band and absolutely kill it. And this summer tour is definitely one to talk about and one for the record books. Someone had told me recently that as far as like 2 year spans in Fishtory, 2017 to 2019 has been absolutely rock solid, kind of going from the Baker's Dozen to these Bonnaroo sets. I really just can't complain. But if you are feeling FOMO about those Fish sets, and I could ramble on and on about Fish until the end of time, you can go on YouTube and watch the whole Sunday set, whole Sunday two sets for free.
Look at
so if you're looking for something to do tonight, Karina or anybody listening, you should watch those Fish shows. They're pretty rocking.
I think I might have to. I listened to them. They were spectacular.
Yeah.
I'm so thrilled. And I, like you, feel very similarly about this band. And we're real lucky. Real lucky.
And the one highlight I would say is that during the Sunday Fish show, I was, needless to say, getting my groove on and getting down.
What do you mean by that, Raph?
Right? Oh, I was jumping around and scaring some of my college friends who had never seen me in such a wild state.
They're like, we're here for Parquet Courts.
Literally, my friends were like, we saw Cardi B and we're happy. And I'm just like, all right, we're going to jump around at this bathtub gin real quick.
Like, Jesus Christ.
But this young kid who all of 18 years old came over and saw me and my Fish friends who were there getting down and came over and started a conversation and said, you know, you guys are clearly very into Fish. I said, yeah, they're my favorite band. I've seen them 40 plus times. And the kid, you know, wearing his little free Bonnaroo bandana, clearly a newcomer to the scene, said he'd never seen Fish before and he absolutely loves them. And he was feeding off of our energy. And it was a conversion right there. And I think if Fish could do that with that, like just one or two kids in the audience, I think Bonnaroo
the
was
second
a rousing
being,
success.
Yeah, absolutely. And the second being Lil Nug.
Yes.
Who, you know, Twitter phenomenon, Lil Nug, newcomer to the Fish community. If you're unfamiliar, just do a little Googling of Lil Nug Fish. She is a young woman who famously tweeted, who the fuck is Fish and why does he have three sets? And, of course, the Fish community took to Twitter and, you know, tried to prime her on why we enjoy this the way that we do. And it turns out she really enjoyed it. and she's looking to go to more. So yes. You know what? These are some Bonnaroo success stories. I love to hear it. Lil Nug, if you're out there, I'm ready to take you to a fish show, girl. Just holler at me.
For real.
At Karina Reichman. Whatever you want. Let's just go.
Open invite. If Lil Nug is listening, come on the podcast.
Yeah. Oh my God. We'd love to have you. Oh, you know what?
It would be hand in glove. She would fit in so well.
I'm sending a tweet after this.
Yes. Oh my God. Please do.
We're going to make this happen.
We're going to get Lil Nug on 3 from the 7. And it's going to be amazing.
This is good news. You see, we think on the spot here. We really do. What's our next story, Ralph? What do we got?
All this talking about fish. Let's just talk about more fish.
Yes.
Fish Radio replaced Jam on Sirius XM. They announced it to coincide with the aforementioned Bonnaroo sets. And it kind of made some waves in the jam scene. Some people are stoked. Some people are less than stoked. It will replace Jam on Channel 29 on Sirius in your car. Although Jam On will remain in like the app and online version. But like I said, some mixed reactions.
Sure. And, you know, a lot of mixed feelings here. I remember when that first got announced, you know, I saw Fish Radio and thought of it as, an and, not an or, if you know what I'm saying. And that was a shock to see after a while that, no, it was actually going to replace Jam On. And, you know, as we could talk about, I love fish more than the next guy. You love fish more than the next guy. I'm super thrilled to have a station where it's, you know, kind of all fish all the time in theory. But, you know, at the same time, Jam On is where, you know, you found out about younger up and coming bands and the Vulpex and the Krungbins. And like, you know, before they were what they are now, that's like you were getting debuted on there a little bit. And it was kind of a great place to hear, you know, your new favorite band for the first time. And they were really shine a light on, like, you know, newcomers to the scene, if you will. And I'm definitely saddened to hear this just because, you know, it's important for what we have and what we do, you know, to be recognized in that way, if you will. And I really hope that maybe it comes back one day. Maybe Fish Radio will have, you know, moments of highlighting younger jam bands and whatnot, maybe in some way, shape, or form. Anyway, I don't quite know how to feel yet, other than, I mean, you know, hopefully it all goes well and we have a great Fish Radio, and I'm sure we will, but it's a little disheartening, and
exactly,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope it comes back. How about that? How do you feel, Raph?
Yeah, I completely echoing what you're saying, Karina. I mean, I love fish. I think a fish radio is a great idea, but I do feel awful for younger bands that kind of were able to get their foothold in the scene by being on a station like Jam On. And obviously, fans have had a similar reaction to the both of us. A petition online has started on change.org. As of recording this podcast, over 13,000 people have signed it to bring Jam On back. And by bring back, we mean bring back to the car subscription. So I have Sirius XM in my car. I can't get Jam On. I could go on the computer and get it through their new streaming service, which is cool. So that means that Jam On is not completely defunct. But
It's all about the car, you
exactly.
know?
The reason I have Sirius is to listen to it in my car when I go on these 14-hour drives and I don't have to worry about scanning through to find a decent FM station.
I feel the majority of the country feels the same way you do, you know? That's why we have XM.
Yeah. So String Cheese Incident has shared the petition. Humphreys McGee has shared the petition. We'll see what happens. I mean, the story is still developing. I do hope that something comes out of it. As you said very well before, Karina, I wish it was an and not an or.
That's kind of the vibe. And I was really excited for it to be an and. That's wonderful, you know, because Fish is deserving of their own station. I would vouch for that, you know.
1,000%.
Yeah, you know, 10 times till Sunday, you know, but
I want 10 fish stations. Just give me a jam station, too.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? I will say this. The jam fans are crafty. They are a grassroots people.
They're cuddly but muscular.
They're cuddly but muscular. We think on our feet, you know, and if it really is defunct, I kind of have a feeling that, you know, we're going to band together and figure out a whole new medium for this music to be broadcast to the world in these ways, and people are going to tune into something, and I don't know what it is yet, but I do have faith in the jam folk for making some, you know, good things happen lemonade out of lemons. Is that a thing? Yes, that's a thing. That is what I'm talking about. Awesome. Anyway, yeah.
Well, Karina, hit us with our last story.
Let's see. What do we got here? Oh, yes. Meet up at the movies. The Grateful Dead's Meet Up at the Movies returns this year on August 1st with its 9th annual screening, marking the first time it is going global.
Big news.
Big news. And then 61791 gig at Giant Stadium will be showcased.
Yeah, so the Dead Summer Tour 91. I'm very excited. This will be my second year doing Meet Up at the Movies. I did it for the first time last year and had a total ball. It's amazing to go to a movie theater and just see a bunch of Deadheads standing up and getting down. And
that's pretty great. I mean, I have yet to do this. And I might have to do this.
It's a lot of fun. I do it on suburban Long Island, which makes it extra funny.
Oh, yeah. I might have to make the pilgrimage to see that.
Oh, yeah. Farmingdale Multiplex, shout out.
Dude, out of control.
It's actually very funny. I wish I could remember for the life of me the show last year. It was during the Brent years. It was a great, great show. But it was very funny because it was a sold out movie theater and everybody's like ready to get down. And the dude who works for the movie theater was kind of trying to control this chaos and stood up and said, "Guys, you know what I'm going to say? You can't smoke in the movie theater."
We're like, "Good luck, bro."
I was like, "Turn the lights down. I'm just trying to dance." But it was great. The show description for this 61791 Giant Stadium gig that will be broadcast for movie theaters all around the country and I guess all over the world. It is sure to be a crowd pleaser. 61791 is one of only two shows in the Grateful Dead's archive recorded to 48-track analog tape, providing spectacular and unprecedented audio quality. Karina, you as a music person, what does that mean?
It means it's going to be super blaze of fire rap. you're going to walk in there and be like, "Holy fuck." Can I say fuck on here? I think I probably do.
We've said it enough. I feel like we're fully committed
to the
fucks.
Okay, great. Yes. It's kind of like satellite radio in that way, don't you think? Right. This is great. Howard, are you listening? Howard. Yeah, it means it's going to be super crispy, crunchy rap. And I look forward to hearing, Truckin' and Uncle John's Band and Eyes of the World in such a delectable, audiophile-pleasing format.
Yeah, and you're more than welcome to come on out to Long Island.
Farmingdale, fucking watch yourself, because your girl's coming out.
People are tailgating in the parking lot.
What's reverse bridge and tunnel? Like, if I'm from Manhattan and I go to Long Island, what do you call that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's like reverse wook, dude.
That is. Which, I don't know what that is. That's like a... It's like going... you're swimming against the current.
Yeah.
You know? You're swimming upstream.
It's like salmoning. Do salmon swim against the current?
Salmon... Right?
Or
yeah,
do
that's
tuna
they
do that? Salmon do that.
Leftover salmon.
Yo! Oh! Boulder Theater 91, dude. Sorry, I don't know what I'm talking about. This
Shout out Vince Herman.
Oh my God. Well, Raph, I mean, I can't even believe it. I would really like to come to Long Island
Do
to
it.
See this with you. This would
I'll
be
show
great.
You the ways of my people.
I would like to
we'll
see.
Hang out with a bunch of suburban dads who.
You guys drink Long Island iced teas or only when you come to Manhattan?
Honestly, there's not that much Long Island iced tea out on Long Island, to be honest.
Well, I might have to BYO.
There's a lot more cheap light beer and decent craft beer, I will say. Great South Bay Brewery. Shouts out. Montauk Brewery. Shouts out.
Dude, much respect. All right. I'm going to have to start drinking beer to come to your fancy multiplex. I like it.
No, do it up. But yeah, meet up at the movies. If anybody wants to go, it's a good time. Get your tickets now. And then we're kind of rolling into our weekly shout out.
Boom.
Boom. So we're a weekly shout out. Someone in the scene gets to kind of show us what they're doing in their life and get a little bit of promo. So let's see what we have this week.
Hey, this is Simon from the New Master Sounds. You're listening to Three from the Seven. It's our 20th anniversary year and we've got some new music coming out. Stay tuned.
Awesome. Thank you to Simon from the New Master Sounds.
Simon, so lovely to hear your voice from across the pond or wherever you may be. We love you. I love you, Kat.
Our first imported weekly shout out.
It's so artisanal and imported.
It is.
Direct from Leeds? Leeds, actually. Yeah, I think they're from Leeds. Thanks, Simon. We love you. You're a good pal. See you on the boat in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. I saw Simon on another boat on Jam Cruise a year or two ago, and he was enjoying his time, soaking up the sun, and I was like,
oh my God.
Good for you,
actually,
man.
You know what? Not to make this about me, but I am supposed to plug the fact that your girl me, Karina Reichman, I will be on Jam Cruise this year.
Woo!
We might have talked about this already, but we might have not. And it's going to be a hell of a time. Couple, two, three cabins still available. So if you haven't locked that down, who knows who I'm going to pop up with. I'm a special guest. I'm not doing any sets of my own. I'll be out there. I'll be here. I'll be there. I'll be in a hot tub. and then I'll be on this stage, and then I'll be double fisting, you know, Miami Vices or whatever, and then hopefully I'll be winning at blackjack, and then I'll be like, oh, yo, Karina's playing Brent Black with Mo. That rhymed. I love that shit. Thank you for listening. This is so fun. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Jam Cruise 2020. I will be there. Raph, you'll be there.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
Both of us will be there. You know what that means. We're going live.
Yes.
Oh. Yo, we're going to record some hetty content for you.
We are.
On a boat.
On a boat.
That's where we're most comfortable. That's where I'm most comfortable.
I'm super down for it. I'm very excited to bring Three from the Seven. Actually, before we depart, I actually want to mention when I was at Bonnaroo, I met two of our fans.
Oh,
two people.
Look at that.
I wish I could remember your names. It was a young lady and her boyfriend, and they were super cool, and they came up to the Relics booth, and they said how much they enjoy Three from the Seven. The girl said that she listens to us on her lunch break. Super awesome. I gave them stickers and high fives. If you are still listening, shouts out.
Love you.
If you see either of us anywhere, please let us know that you enjoy this, or if there's anything we can do, questions, comments, concerns.
We're wildly approachable.
Wildly approachable.
You don't even know what I put up with. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I love you. It's great. Let's do it.
I'm Karina's co-host / bodyguard.
It's a beautiful.
I'll make sure that nobody gets too familiar, but high fives, welcome.
Absolutely. Well put, Raph. Well put. Well, are we maybe at the end of the road here?
Looks like it.
Though, as we always say, our road does go on forever, and I'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Next week, sorry to keep plugging my own things, I will be performing with Sir Marco Benevento at Industry City, which is in Brooklyn. Make some noise. One of the five boroughs.
You.
And, I hope to see you there. That's all I got for you. And then the week after, I'll be at Modown. Then the week after, I'll be at the Levitate Festival. And then the week after, I'll be at the Sensi Family Gathering. And then, honestly, after that, I need to look at the calendar on what happens after that. Because it's a lot.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going on? It's about a gig a week for the next 2 months.
Rock and roll.
Bless our hearts, you know. Thank you for being a warrior for the rock and roll yourself, Raph. This is
anytime.
Good stuff.
It's been a pleasure and an honor, Karina. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a wonderful week.
Yes. Take care. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.